Hi, everybody. Well, tonight is Friday, and this is our paranormal show, Creation Lightship Healing. The date today is the 12th of January, 2018, and we'll clear those dates for everybody. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll energize the light beam or beams on your monitor screen. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. If you have a situation going on, we'll help you out with that. So think of the time that something happened to you. We'll get rid of that one timeline. Clearing that for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. We'll see if our co-host is ready. Are you out there, Ann?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Ron. Good evening, everyone, and welcome. As Ron said, it's Paranormal Night on the Creation Lightship Healing Show. That is Ron Amatron. If you're new, a special welcome to you. Ron has a wonderful website, creationlightship.com. You'll want to check that out after the show tonight. It has a lot of information and many free healings that you can begin to use to acclimate yourself to source energy, reactivate yourself and connect yourself to source energy, and learn a lot of wonderful things. Ron does 4 live radio shows every week. He does a lot of live healing calls over conference phone call lines that you're invited to and welcome to participate in. All of that information is on Ron's website. I'll talk a little bit more about that during the show tonight. Let's see. So any questions, comments, testimonials are welcome. And you may send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or you can click that button that says Fast Chat on the BBS radio station page and send a comment that way. Remember that if you send us a comment and it doesn't get read on the air, we need your email address to answer you if you need an answer to something about a healing or a payment or that type of thing. And I think sometimes people forget that they've sent the message that way and we have no way of then getting in touch with them. So, and tonight is a night that is especially geared to paranormal night. So if you have any paranormal things you want to send in, please do that. And a lovely call is coming up this month, on a very special call on Saturday, January 20th, which I guess is, wow, next weekend already. Let me think. Look here. Yes, it is. So that's going to be a week from tomorrow, January 20th, 2018. It will be at 1 p.m. Pacific time. It costs $20, which is an amazing price, very low, for all that Ron does. And it's a brain rejuvenation call. He's doing a series of 4. This is the second one. It does not matter if you were not on the first call, and you really haven't really even missed anything, because Ron, just wherever you are with your brain, you and your brain will be healed and worked on. So you just want to be there. And then, of course, we'll be announcing when the rest of these calls are. And Ron, before I want to read a description of what's going to be going on, but we had a couple of questions first. One is, if you have children, should you pay for them, or are they included free as you sometimes do?
I only include the children on the 7 and 8 hour calls.
Okay.
So if it's anybody on the call, whether it's a baby or an adult, it's still $20 because they all have brains. So.
Okay. Right.
But I will include your dogs and cats free on it.
And will they actually be worked on, the pets?
Yeah,
or Okay.
Yeah, the pets will be free, and they'll be worked on, uh-huh.
Oh, that's wonderful. I was wondering if maybe just the pets would be getting general healing energy, or, they would actually be worked on. Okay, and I think there is one more question. Oh, I guess we answered it already. The question was, are you going deeper into the brain, or is this a repeat of one? So it's definitely
not. No, every call is different.
Right.
So it's like being on, say, the Tuesday call to release cording from people. Every call, we release cords. So you're going deeper. You're getting rid of new things, on the calls. The same with the brain one. So it's going to be working on you to whatever's needed there.
Right. Okay, so, Ron, if it's okay with you, I'd love to read the description of the call for people so that they can make plans to be on that call if they'd like to be. Shall I read that now?
Great. Yeah, wonderful.
Okay. Non-source. Extraterrestrials made copies of the original Earth's physical blueprint with the intention to control the Earth reality. However, they could not duplicate the authentic light code energy. Instead, they produced a multitude of corrupted holographic Earths, and each Earth contained an infinite number of fabricated multidimensional timeline realities. This is essentially the alien-created holographic mind matrix we are living in. The mind matrix is like a net coming down over us, sending thought messages and holographic pictures to our physical brain. These images are then perceived as real in our dream states and our daily life. It becomes very complex very quickly as our thoughts help to create and maintain the illusion within each timeline we are experiencing. The mind matrix also runs complex programs that control the brain and sometimes cause physical brain malfunctions, such as forgetfulness, brain fog, and mental confusion. On the new Earth, our physical brain functions in the now, unhampered by the holographic mind matrix. The ultimate goal is for our brain to function efficiently without the controlling interference of the mind matrix. The healthier the brain is, the more you can relax, be creative, live in the now, and stop living within the confusion of the external mind matrix programming. So, in conclusion, join us for this brain cell rejuvenation session. In addition to all of that healing, Ron will be charging up 8 glasses of water for our use during the call. So, again, all the information is on Ron's, or the sign-up is on Ron's website. And also, if you aren't on his mailing list, you'll want to get on there. It's on the right-hand side of his website where you can just fill in your email. I'm not sure that this will... Well, you will probably send this email out again, right, Ron? But if you didn't receive it for any reason, please send a request to clsquestions@yahoo.com and we'll just shoot one out to you.
It might get sent out. I'm not sure, but possibly.
Okay. In case, if you want it, just it's I think a beautiful description, and it has all the information you need for actually, you know, what happens on the call. And there are prerequisites, two of them, emotional whole lifetime clearing and mental whole lifetime clearing. And I just wanted to, and there's some additional clearings that are recommended. A couple of weeks ago, Ron recommended that we run the cellular mental and the mental healing every day. And I, for one, I've been doing that, and I really understand what I just read because it so complements and it, I feel, almost advances the clearing that you did last month, the first brain rejuvenation call. So if you can possibly do that, keep running the mental clearing and the cellular mental, that is taking away this mind energy, which is interfering with our brains and bodies. And I'd love to hear from other people who have been keeping up with that and how they feel about doing that every day. Anything else we should talk about, Ron, in regards to the upcoming call?
No, just be on the call if you want to feel, have a little more, you know, your brain having, connecting more dots together, you know, on your, what your brain does, it'll help your body. And, you know, it's very good. So just come on the call. So back to you.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Somebody looks like I see spider in their subject line. Okay. So this must be something paranormal. So we'll change gears here for the moment. What is up? I've seen this too. I know just what they mean. What is up, Ron, with the creepy giant spider statues around the world? And she sent some pictures. Yeah, I would say spiders, and also I see a lot of images more recently of octopus also, and she sent some of them. Yuck. Why do you think that is happening, Ron?
Well, those energies are here so as to connect people to them. So, you know, just kind of be clear, or stay clear of these things, and don't get entangled in the darkness. And if you see one, you might want to just do a timeline crash on it a few times, because they're trying to hook you back up into the system here.
Right. So if you look at it, you could somehow connect to the energy. And even I just realized, even me saying, you know, yuck, means I sort of had a reaction when I saw those pictures, right? So that's exactly what they're trying to do.
Yeah, that's correct.
Or maybe have us say, oh, isn't that wonderful? Maybe I should bring some of those home and raise them. Okay, person has... Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, oh boy, yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, we have a question about water. Now, I know you have absolutely stated that once we have water charged, we shouldn't add anything to it, even ice. Just drink it as it is. But this is a different kind of question. Can we use smart water or Dasani? Smart water is distilled with electrolytes added. Is it okay to get 7 bottles of this for our water charging?
Yes, it's okay. That's fine.
Oh, okay. Great. And I think we have another water one here. Okay. Somebody has a suggestion for another call. So tomorrow, I wanted to talk about the brain healing, but tomorrow there's another live healing call Ron is doing. It also begins at 1 p.m. Pacific time. It's the 3-hour ascension preparation call. And One of the many gifts Ron gives us, in addition to the healings and taking us to the light ship to be worked on by the Creation Lightship doctors, he will be charging a week's worth of water so you can fill up to a gallon container for every day of the coming week. And so someone has a question. Is there a new way of doing tomorrow since the new earth and healing protocols? For example, absentee, not carry water, can auto do the waters in the body. In the past, had to request, but could this be part of the protocol? I believe she's saying she wants the water, or he wants the water in their bodies charged during the call.
That automatically happens through all the calls that we charge water.
Okay. Okay. So someone wrote in response to my request, the mind barcode is utmost important. I have done the mental body and the mind matrix, but not the cellular mental. But I will try the four-brain clearings. I am not plagued by dreams or mind looping. So they did the mind loop clearing as well. But I guess those programs and memories are important to clear with the cellular mental. So if I recall right correctly, Ron, you recommended to clear the mind with the mental body and the cellular mental, and then if you felt like it wasn't completely clear, you might need the mental barcode. So this person is saying they feel that's very important to do the mind barcode. Is it just a matter of everyone's different, or do you have anything to add to that?
That clearing can help, yeah.
Okay.
Anything that deals with the mind, mind matrix clearing, I think we got a bundle for that. So any of those things can help you. I think the most important one, you know, like if you're going to get on the call on the 20th, you know, the cellular mental would be a good one to do, because that's releasing stuff out of you that's stored, like in your memories, and it's in your cells. And so you want your cells to be able to be unblocked in your body, so that when you have the brain partition call, we're restoring different segments of your brain so the brain can communicate to each other easier. Then the only other blockage would be typically, you know, going into the cells themselves, holding judgment. So that clearing is very good. But any of the clearing, even the natal barcode, you see, that's working with mental stuff because you have words and letters. So if you didn't hear, couldn't see, it probably wouldn't affect you as much, but it would still be on you. But you wouldn't connect to it unless you hear somebody's maybe peeling Braille or something, getting a word out of reading something like that, and then you're impacted with that energy. So the main thing is to clean your body out of judgments, and then your body will function more fully. So back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Here's another paranormal one. This came in yesterday, actually. So I live 40 miles west of Philly. At about 5 in the afternoon, there were black, smoky, corkscrew-shaped plumes, very noticeable in the sky. They're reminiscent of the contrails of plummeting aircraft as one would see in old war films. They're not chemtrails. They're black and corkscrew in shape, as though something had come crashing down. Of course, there's nothing in the news. Does Ron have any insight on this he can share? Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not connected at this present time with anything going on to the planet. So I might look at something, but I have no energy that I'm going to be drawing into me or trying to eliminate something. So I'm in neutral right now. So
okay.
I really can't comment on that.
All right. So, and this is a good one for paranormal as well. Ron gave us a healing, which was a clone to light healing, 2 years ago. It's a free healing people requested. And then a few weeks ago, he told us to stop using that clearing. I hope everyone got that message, because clones are no longer being brought to the light. So it's important to know that. We do our best to put this, you know, important information like that on the BBS chat page, sort of small website that's going there, and I think that's listed on there. So if you're not familiar with that sort of secondary website that we use to try to update all these things that come up on the shows live with Ron, because Ron is in the now, and things sometimes change and get updated. So anyway, in regards to that, here's a question, Ron. I used to use the clone to light clearing to retrieve my spirit after photos were taken of me. Now that that clearing is gone, what should I do?
Well, try the alien to light, and then also do the Be Here Now clearing. Remember, you need to pull yourself out of duality, and you don't need to have the clones attached to you. So just do the mind of heart drop, and that's another way to look at and to feel yourself coming back into yourself. I don't think the clones could attach to you when you do the Be Here Now, because it's connecting with your spirit, and your spirit's connected to your body. And I think that would help to remove any cloned energy with you. So I would try that first.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Because I know, you know, you try not to get your picture taken, but sometimes it's hard. It's the second thing, I think, that's hardest to avoid after being touched. okay, Ron, on one of, I think, the most wonderful healings you've given us access to are the timeline crashes. And we can now purchase for $150 an unlimited advanced timeline crash, which is just amazing. And you can just use it as often and for as long as you need to for issues that are in your life. So someone had a question. Is that, or, you know, should we be timeline crashing things from past lives if we know about things that happened to us in past lives? Should that be being timeline crashed? Or is it only for this lifetime? Are you there, Ron?
Yeah, my mute button.
Okay.
What was the question again, Ann?
Oh, I'm sorry. Should we be timeline crashing past lives?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Now, if you sense that you have had one, or maybe you have an injury, that's normally what happens. Things from the past will come upon you. And normally it's not going to be a wonderful situation. So if you do have a situation going on and you can sense it, and you go, yeah, man, that happened to me in the 1800s. I can kind of get a visual picture of it. Or they can be showing you a dream state. Definitely, you know, do the timeline crashes on all those things.
Okay, so whatever information you may have about past lives, it's good to use that and put them in there. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Even if, you know, maybe you went to a reader, you know, 30 years ago about something, and they gave you information. Timeline crash that too, because it still could be floating around. Remember, it's all around you, and you don't want the those energies to reattach to you. Remember, okay. Like attracts like, so that's the problem that we have here, you know, law of cause and effect. So even though you may have had something going on in your life years ago, it's still there unless you got rid of it. but possibly you haven't. So now that you know, it's your responsibility to help yourself out to get rid of those timelines that you can and will be abducted on, and you're already on them anyway. And that relates back to you here. So you may be dealing with an issue, a situation that you that came out of nowhere, and you're trying to figure out why it happened to you or is happening. You know, maybe you sense that, you know, being on the top of the slide going down, you know, like greased lightning to the bottom, you know, and going to crash, and you go, man, what's happening here? You know, it's, I'm getting like maybe all these letters in the mail, or I get something going on with one person, the same thing going on with another. And, you know, why is this happening to me? I didn't do anything wrong with these people or whatever. All of a sudden now I'm seeing energy coming at me. Well, it's because of past timelines. It finally connected to you, and now you're dealing with all that stuff with maybe a slightly different situation. But the bottom line would be, you know, what energetic body is connected to that, and how is it happening to you? What, you know, what connected to you from your past? So now it's time to get rid of it. Otherwise, you could have a very negative situation happening to you. That's why you want to do timeline crashing. So back to you.
Okay, wonderful, Ron. Okay, a question from a listener. Has anyone timeline crashed their Akashic record, which has lives and future lives? And if so, what has changed in their life? Please share. Thanks.
Well, that's a good one. Yeah, that's the alien roadmap of you, where they want to take you.
So that's probably a lot of timeline crashes, Ron. Do you have any guidelines, average person, how many or how much time they should timeline crash Akashic records?
God, you'd probably be doing that for your whole life, you know?
That's what I was thinking, 2 years.
Yeah. I would just focus on really what's on your plate now. So, you
okay.
Know, if you had a lot of time on your hands and you wanted to do that, it would be wonderful. But remember, you got to put in a situation on the timeline crash. You don't know what they have in store for you, you know?
So Akashic Records is too general? Is that it? To just write an Akashic record?
Oh, yeah. Of course it is, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You have to, that's what you have in there. You got to write down what your problem is.
Okay.
So, remember, you don't want to create something by thinking that you have a problem. Or, you know, if you know that something's happening and you can identify it, that's one thing. But you don't want to just go into timeline crashes and say, you know, I think I'm going to get rid of a pain that I might have in 6 months. So I'll put pain for, you know, 6 months in the future or something. You know, that doesn't exist. These clearings only work typically in the now. You know, you can go on into the future a little bit, but mainly, you know, they're there for you to release what's happened to you, you know, in this present moment when you're on the, you know, alien timelines. So you don't want to look for something, recreate something, energize something that is dormant, you know. That would be like somebody who would say, you know, I think I'm going to, today, because I have lots of time, I'm going to go in and crash 50 death barcodes. So all of a sudden you're in there and you're, because that sounds like a good thing to do, you know? That's your mind talking to you. You may not have anything. So what are the aliens going to do when they see you crashing alien death barcodes? They go, boy, this person must really want to die. They're doing something here, you know, with death. So you don't have anything, well, they'll start putting them on you. So you might want to look at that energy, you know. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, possibly the same person writing in again about the Akashic Records. Could we ask the soldier, by the way, I'm a spy with the Vikings, to search for those Akashic records in
the story. No. Soldiers are not there to assist you for that stuff. No.
Right. Okay.
Remember, you're putting your responsibility of the clearings that you need to do on something else outside of yourself. You need to get present and know where you are and do clearings for that. That's the same thing as what you're saying is you want to pray to something outside of yourself to fix you. The soldiers aren't going to do that for you. They will maybe intervene if something's happening and you're enlisted that's going to harm you. They could intervene with that. But as far as them saving you for your future, no, that's absurd. So back to you. You got to be responsible for your life. And that's what the clearings are there for, is to make you release things that you know is going on with you and stuff in your energetic bodies, so you're taking control of that. And then from there, you need to keep looking to see where you are with different situations. And, you know, you might think that you did 50 timeline crashes, and because of that, you believe that the light's going to save you, and you did 50 of these things. Well, you could have 5,000 of them. So you need to look and investigate yourself, and where are you, you know, in your life stream, you know? What's your core belief about longevity? What's your core belief about healing yourself? You know, having the energies inside of your body with your mind and your body healing you. What's blocking that? So the whole thing is dealing with, you know, your faith energy, okay? Because it's up to you to fix yourself. So the website is only there to give you tools to help you on that process. So, you know, and yes, it can eliminate things that's bothering you, but it's up to you to step up to the plate and do the clearings. Never to ask a light being to fix you. They don't know what's wrong with you. They don't live in that area. They don't live in duality. And the soldiers no way are going to come in and try to correct you with what you're going on, in your life. So back to you.
Okay. Last week, brought forth another wonderful healing, which is free, and you instructed us to go to the Alien Oxygen Code clearing, which is already wonderful within itself, and put in gold at the top in the first option. And you've since added a link with a special page that just allows you to run the gold oxygen clearing. And it's more than oxygen, it's our connection, a constant connection, or as often as we have that healing on, to source energy. It's wonderful. So a person wrote in about it. I have been running the Gold Oxygen January Free Healing. I was also on the show the other night when Ron ran the silver-colored clearing. I could not move, sitting peacefully for a while. The next day, I woke up, and colors of everything are so bright and different. What an impact. Where can I find the mental body and cellular body clearings on the website, please? So that's wonderful. This person's having such a good response to the healing, and as am I, and I'm sure a lot of other people as well. So where to find it is on Ron's website. On the left is a white box that's an index. So you can type in cellular, for instance, and that clearing will come up, and mental. Those are both whole lifetime healings. And Ron has a special that's described when you go to the page, and you can read that. And they're really wonderful, and I hope you can also join us on the Brain Rejuvenation Call on next Saturday. And so thank you very much for writing in. We really appreciate everybody who writes in and participates with our shows. Ron's shows, I should say, and I don't know why I said our shows, but I meant all of the co-hosts really appreciate it.
Great.
Okay. And keep going with our emails here. Oh, someone wrote in that for the person that wants to keep clearing their pictures, they could also use the human animal to light infusion healing, which was another free healing Ron gave us. So, Ron, if people still want the other two healings, the clone, of course, we will not send out anymore, but you do have the alien to light and human animal to light clearings. Is it still okay for people to request those two?
Yeah, that's fine. Yes, no problem.
Okay, so the way you do that is send an email request to clsquestions at yahoo.com. So
and
gold oxygen. Sorry.
Yeah, and what I was going to say is, yeah, I just was thinking we have some people who are bringing pictures. You know, one lady sent in this a picture of her, which is wonderful, by a Christmas tree. And then I said, well, if you have any dogs or cats, send those over too. So we got two little beautiful, a little dachshund and maybe a little, I don't know what it was, a terrier, I think, or something, but real cute. So those will be in the light chamber. So what we have is a special, if you like. It's $100 for each event. And we have three, like, back-to-back events coming up here, February, March, and April. But if you want to have your picture in the chamber for all three, it's $200 instead of $300, so it's $100 savings. And whenever people go into the chamber, you are having yourself energized, just like almost being there in person, you know. So that offer is good right now, you know, and it'll be good until probably maybe 5 days before the expo starts, which would be the first weekend, I believe, in I think it's around the 10th of April, 10th of February. So
it's the 7th, actually, Ron. It starts on the 7th.
Okay.
And, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. So I need to have those maybe about 5 days or so in advance of that so I can get them printed out. So this is your wonderful time to put yourself in the light chamber when we're there. So back to you.
So, yes, the way to accomplish that is to go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and click on the donate button, pay the $200, and then send Ron a picture of yourself along with your receipt. And then he makes a copy of it, and if no one else will see it but Ron, it's private, but it will be in the Creation Lightship Healing Chamber at the expos, where Ron, he sets up a little room that people sit in to receive source energy and be healed, and you will get it, that same energy, the entire weekend. You know, of course, it's not on at night, during the night, but it's on almost the whole day. It starts Friday evening, I believe, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. Will you be doing that extra lecture, by the way, on Monday, Ron?
Yes, I have a post lecture, yes, on Monday at 11 o'clock in the morning, a.m.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
I think it's maybe two or three-hour event, something like that. So, back to you, Ann.
Okay. Yeah, the first one is L.A., and then, so that's February 7th, and there's one in San Mateo up near San Francisco in March, and in April, Ron will be back in New York. So we'll keep...
New York's the middle one.
Pardon?
New York is the middle one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I see. That's right. Okay. Someone has a question. Do we need to do the spirit integration after each gold clearing?
I don't think so.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't think so either. Well, as we talked about, I think, last Friday, the spirit integration is a good one to just leave on all the time. I use the one on the alien oxygen code, so I never take that down. And then even if I do the Be Here Now, which I do often, I don't bother with the third step because it's already running for me. So it makes it, you know, go a little quicker, and on quite a few of them, I just skip the spirit integration because it's already going, or spirit infusion. Okay, someone is putting in a vote for the harmonic frequency clearing before the brain clearing call, and in the specific box, mention brain to prepare, you know, also help prepare us for the special call that's coming up. So that's a good idea. Thank you, listener. It's very nice when our listeners...
Too loud, Angela.
To other listeners.
So let's do a clearing here or something. Let's do a clearing for... let's see here. Let's do a clearing to get rid of some of the stars around you. Those are the alien ships and things. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Just see if you feel a little different now. Because those fake stars are out there courting you. And who knows what else.
Thank you, Ron. That felt very relaxing. I felt like something came off my face, sort of. Wow, time to update my planet star courting removal clearing.
Yeah, that clearing is really good, yeah. Get that stuff off of you. Yeah, the planet star, you know, vortex clearing is very good.
I was wondering, could you shut down our crown chakras for us?
Yeah, this you should be doing yourself daily, but I'll do that. Might take a note on that when you get up in the morning to close it, and maybe check on it every couple hours. You just don't want to have the youths out there coming into you and doing things to you that you know nothing about. So here we go. Closing down your crown chakra. I'll count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go.
So I know you have done that for us often, Ron, and thank you for the reminder that we should be doing it ourselves. But do you also recommend that we shut down our third eye chakra?
Well, I would say that would probably be good.
Okay.
I'll do that for you. I'll do that right now here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 there.
Thank you. Okay, we have another email here, Ron. Thank you for the gold oxygen. I feel so revitalized and younger and need less sleep. And the same listener has a question. What is done during the 7-hour call to rejuvenate the body? Can you please give some examples of things that are released?
Well, it's alien critters throughout your body, all different types. And, you got worms attached to you. You got caterpillars in your joints. You got octopus energies in your rib cage and body organs. You got the black widow energy and the poisons attached to you. It's just all different types of things that you physically can't see because you're the host. So there's all these energies on you of alien parasitic life forms that could be very little or very large. So that's what the call is about, and we do other things too on it. Plus, you have personal healing time. And when you're on the call, once the first call starts, which will be this Sunday, you're on the call in quarantine until the next month Sunday starts. So typically you're on the call for a whole month on the weekdays, we'll just say, looking for critters to get taken out of you. You can't do any requesting of healing on the light ship, but you're being worked with, and you may find results happening for your benefit throughout the month. So back to you.
Okay. Oh, this is something important. Somebody wrote in that they were listening to an archive, and a person, another listener, had set up their clearings, went to a meeting, and went away from home. And they're saying, this would be so cool. It seems to me the light beings can do anything. Is it okay to do this? So she's saying, can you set up your healings and then go out and have the healings still work for you? And the answer is yes. And what Ron suggests is that you put a picture of yourself in front of your screen. And, yeah, people do that all the time. So thank you for asking that. I believe that's a new listener. And there may be other people that also need that information. And I, again, encourage you to go to the BBS page that has all this information. You know, we try to keep everybody, you know, updated and all the information out there, but it's just so much time that we can talk about things. Anything else you want to say about that, Ron, when you set up your healings and go out?
Well, that's the best thing. Yeah, just put your picture in front of your computer and let it run, or get a laptop with an inverter and have it in the back seat of your car. And, you know, clear the space where you are and be creative. Maybe, you know, let's just say that you're at work, you don't have a computer there because you're doing something else, you know, as a job. Maybe you're a carpenter or something, and all of a sudden, you know, your day is going bad and people are upset with you, but you brought your computer in your car. So lunchtime, go to your car and do a space clearing where you are. Maybe you need to do an emotional clearing. Maybe you hurt yourself and you have pain, you know. You got those unlimited lifetime clearings, and go in there and put it on in your car and run it for, you know, maybe the remainder of your time at work. Maybe you're going to be there for 6 hours, and just change the timer and run that for you in your car. And I guess just make sure your battery is good, you know. But other than that, you can find ways to help yourself instantly. And put your picture up. You probably, you know, would already have that available. So back to you.
Okay. So we got a nice message, Ron. Driving through California. Well, it says CA, so it's either California or Canada. Listening to you live for the first time on BBS. So I guess it's a couple, man and woman, and they wrote in their name. So welcome. Do you have any message for them, Ron? People that just found our radio show?
I guess happy driving. Stay peaceful.
Happy and peaceful driving.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much for those two chakra closing downs. Okay, so I guess you said that clones are not breathing oxygen. I think you did. Yes, I now remember that you're saying that. And so someone wrote in, too bad they can't live in nuclear, breathe in nuclear waste and carbon monoxide.
Yeah.
Like, help us out.
Yeah, what they emit is, you know, harmful to us. So, yeah, but they're a different species because they're not human. They look human, but they're not human. So they're a true alien here, and they're taking away your rights to be here and causing you harm. So much like the orbs are doing the same thing. So those show up, you know, in photographs, and some people are actually able to see them, but normally a photograph will let you know what's around, you know, and how they're attaching themselves to you. So they shouldn't be here either, you know, because those you're actually seeing show up. And then you can also look at any type of debris, you know, forest fires or any kind of pictures of the devastation where there's smoke, we'll say, war footage, et cetera. And just, you know, when you have a video of that, just do a pause on it and play, pause, and you're going to start to see instantly the aliens that live here that are gigantic forming in the clouds. And I've never seen one that looks friendly. And you can just look at the clouds, too. You know, get a picture of a cloud formation, and you're going to start seeing faces in it. So once you finally get that awareness, then, you know, I always look for faces in clouds. People will send me pictures off and on of, you know, an event that happened, and I'm always looking to see what kind of species is there, we'll say, or what's looking down upon you. Is that that energy of the clouds and the debris and the smoke and whatever else is there will get attracted to the aliens, and it will like form on them, and you can see them. So back to you.
Okay, I just thought of something. I have a message for the new couple that's listening, if they're still listening. On tomorrow night, there's another BBS radio show at the same time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on BBS Radio Station 2. And it's a really wonderful show to listen to because you will be invited to go to Creation Lightship, which is where you were created. Ron used to say all the time, it's kind of what in religions they talk about heaven. But it's the actual place where you were created. So you get to visit, actually, be bilocated to Creation Lightship and experience a physical healing. So I recommend that to everyone very highly, that they come on the BBS radio show tomorrow. And it's just a great experience. So someone has a couple of questions, Ron. And this is, Ron has a new procedure for all of his live healing calls. Half an hour before the call starts, you may now call in half an hour before the call starts. And you will hear a recording of the 12 source energies. And it's wonderful just to sit and listen and relax and be peaceful and prepare for the call. But Ron has added another gift, which is during that time, you may request a healing. So even before the call starts, you can ask the light beings for a physical healing. And then someone has a question. That was the first question. Can we ask for healings when running the gold energy?
Boy, I would say probably not, because it's already doing a clearing on you. It's just a specific clearing that's focused with the breathing. So you really can't ask for a general clearing or healing during that, because you're already involved with one.
So would you say the gold energy kind of knows what it is that we might need, or they're working with us through the breath and oxygen?
Right. It's a respiratory type clearing, I believe. You know, that's what it's doing for you.
Okay.
And so that's it. So
allowing us to receive source energy, right? You said it's basically sending us source energy all the time.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Great.
But you can't you cannot request something, because there's nothing to request, because that's the clearing that you're already involved with.
Right. So the other question this person has, and I don't know what, if maybe there was a, I'm not really clear on exactly what they mean by this, so we can't ask for healings during the week. On the weekday calls, actually, Ron often says request your own healing, or, you know, make a request. So, yes, if you're talking about on the live healing calls, yes, you may request healings during those. Is there anything else you want to add to that, Ron?
Nope, that's correct.
Okay. If that wasn't quite your question, please send it in again, and we'll answer it again. Someone has a request for a sample healing, Ron. Could we do a sample of spirit retrieval from one photograph that we think of?
So what I hear you saying is that you want to take your spirit out of a photograph and put it into you?
Yes.
Is that what they're asking?
Yes, for like if you would do a sample for us.
I won't do that one. Because if you have a photograph and you have spirit energy in it of you, you may be using that photograph in front of your computer, and it has to connect to you through the spirit that's in your photograph. If I took it out of there, then it'd just be a blank picture. Now, if you have a photograph like maybe in a, you know, your high school annual or something, and you have that in front of you, you know, and you get that picture of you in front of you, I can take it out of that. But I won't jeopardize your healing by taking it out of a picture that you may be using on yourself to connect to you for healing on, you know, from the website to you.
Okay, well, I do think he meant the other thing he said, like a picture in a yearbook or a picture that somebody put on Facebook, you know, that you didn't want there, or somebody who has your picture, like a family member has your picture hung in their house.
Yeah, you need to focus on that picture.
Right.
You know, so if you do see that, yeah, I can do that for you. So here we go. Just think of that picture. And here we go. Taking your spirit energy out of it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, it's getting really to the end, but one more question. The person that was asking about the healing, she said, thanks for asking my questions. During the week, if we do the Sunday intensives, we don't ask for healings.
During the week, that's correct. You do not ask for healing. You're in quarantine when you're on the 8-hour call, and you'll be in quarantine basically for a month. And you're going to have three conference calls that will be, there to help you with what you're looking for, maybe, or you know, getting your bits and pieces brought back to you on those calls because they're live, or maybe you're going to be absentee. It works the same. But during the week, they're still looking and trying to put you back together again. But you cannot request healing because you're in quarantine and the light beings are looking for aliens that have attached to you and stole you and your spirit, stole your body, stole your spirit. But you're not on the light ship doing healings. If you want to do that, then you have to get on the weekly conference calls that we have. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, but unfortunately it is 5 at, we do have a little more time. Someone made the request also, could you do a sample of the orb clearing?
Okay, what color orb would you like me to release?
How about red?
Okay, here we go. If you have a red orb on you, we're going to release it. Here we go. So counting to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that one should be gone from you.
Okay, very nice, Ron. Do you want to do more, or that's it?
That's probably good.
Okay, and then I guess we're ready to do the mind heart drop.
Next show. Here we go, everybody. So you need to command your spirit to do this for you, and it has to be out loud. Otherwise, you're in the mental realm, where you don't want to be, then you're in the realm of cause and effect, and your spirit does not work there. In fact, it leaves you. So here we go. You want to say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you for listening, and hopefully we'll see you on the call tomorrow, the 3-hour Ascension call starting at 1 o'clock Pacific. And thank you, listeners.